In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I know that many people in this congregation are animal lovers. And about a year ago, my family decided that we would adopt a dog after having spent a couple of years of not having one. And so we went to a shelter and we found a dog that we're sure had been, at the very least, greatly neglected. And it had little positive interaction with people. And he is a 20-pound mix of spaniel and a little bit of everything else. And the spaniel part expresses itself not just in his features, but also in a very excitable disposition. And having been neglected and not had good experiences, he was a little skittish and nervous around us at first. He took to my wife right away. He is a mama's boy. But he wasn't so sure about the rest of us. But he's learning. As time goes on, he's learning to know who feeds him and who takes care of him. But he still struggles when someone other than the family comes over. There's a knock at the door, even if it's somebody who's been to our house before. He just barks like crazy. He's an excellent watchdog in that sense. He will set off an alarm. He will run and stand behind me and bark like crazy. Sort of, you know, there they are. Go get them, Dad. So only a watchdog in that sense. But he still barks crazily at our guests. And he's getting better, though. I mean, if they come in and they sit down, he'll calm down. But then if they stand back up, he's like, oh, no, there they are again. And I was telling one of my friends early on, I said, you know, we've got this new dog and he's kind of acting crazy. And I commented to my friend that maybe this dog was in need of learning what it is to be loved. He needs to learn what it is to be loved. To which she responded, you know, John Mark, that'll preach. And I thought to myself, I think it will. And so we hear today the Apostle Paul saying, without love, I am nothing. I am nothing, says the Apostle Paul, without love. And it's true that sometimes some of us are a little bit like puppies, looking for attention. We want to be known by others. And truly, who we are is often formed by how we are known. The way we see ourselves is quite often through the eyes of others. We learn at an early age how our parents respond to certain emotions or behaviors, and we adapt our behavior in response to that. If they don't like an expression of this one emotion, then we won't express ourselves that way. And even as adults, we continue to take our cues from others without even realizing it. And sometimes this is a good thing. And then others, it's often this hunger to really be known by another. Some of us will give up all kinds of things to be noticed. To be noticed and to watch those responses. And it changes how we act and how we feel, even how we hold our bodies, the way people respond to us. Because we want to be known. We want them to know us. We want to be loved. And the Apostle Paul speaks of this knowing, of knowledge, and of being known. And he says, now I know in part, but then I shall be known. I shall know even as I am known. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. Paul is looking to a time when we shall know fully the ways of God just as we are known. We are known fully by God, he's saying. We are known by God. Even for all the lack of knowledge we have now, God knows us. And we proclaim that Christ's love, that Christ is that revelation of God's complete love for us. That God knows us and God still loves us. If without love I am nothing, then with God's love I must be something. And so when Paul is speaking of all these great gifts and saying, without love I am nothing, if I have these great gifts but don't have love, I believe he's speaking of how it's God's love that we must have in order to be and to be known, and perhaps even to know. We need this love of God. And this knowing God and being known by God, is that that's what makes us whole people, this being known. And this is a theme with Paul, this knowing that shows up in other places. Listen to these verses from the book of Galatians, where the apostle says, formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to beings that by nature are not gods. Now, however, that you have come to know God, or rather, to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and beggarly elemental spirits? How can you want to be enslaved to them again? Now, however, that you have come to know God, or rather, be known by God, how can you turn back to those things? When you didn't know God, you were enslaved to the opinions of others, to your own knowledge, to the standards of society, of family, of religion, and none of those things are God. But now that you know God, but then Paul says, wait, that's not it. It's not your knowing God that changes things. Rather, that you are known by God. That's what changes things, he says. Now that you are known by God, God knows you, God loves you, how can you turn back to trusting those other things? There's no need to look elsewhere for your value. The theologian James Allison speaks of this passage and notes the strangeness of this passivity. Being known by God. Because being known by God is a rather passive thing. I can't make it happen. I don't do it. Which is troubling. Even for myself, I don't like to-do lists and all those things. But when there's something to be done, I like to say, I did it. But here, it's God who's knowing us. It is a strange passivity that changes us. We don't do anything to be known or loved by God. God knows us and God still loves us. There is our faith and our hope, but those are responses to God's love. They are our, Professor Allison goes on to say, our relaxing into being known, to being loved, to being discovered. Think of being known by God and our response of faith and hope as a relaxing into our being known. God knows us and God loves us. And so we open to being known. Dr. Allison goes on to give another example. He says it's like an impresario of acting or music who sees a young musician or actor and believes that they can be great, recognizes some greatness in them. And years later, when that actor or musician is at the height of their art and they say, I was discovered by this great one, they don't mean that this great one drew attention to them so that others could see how great they are, but that this person saw in them something before it was really even visible to anyone else. That this person saw something they didn't even know they had. And that because that person saw them, because that person knew them, that created something in them. And so God knowing us is a creative thing. God sees and knows about us what we don't even know. Now, we so often, as I said, see ourselves through the eyes of another. We judge ourselves by how they respond to us. But here, I believe Paul is calling us to see ourselves through the eyes of God. He's almost assuming that we would just get that from what he's saying, that God knows us fully and God loves us, that God sees who we are and can be even before we know. Without love, I am nothing. Known and loved by God, I am something. Being known creates us, it makes us. And like my dog, I really do want to learn how to be loved, but I'm a little skittish sometimes, a little nervous about it. I want a little more knowledge before I relax into that love. And most of us are like that, learning to be loved. We don't know fully what God has in store for us or what God is calling us to be or do, but God knows us. And as we taste of that being known, may we relax, may we stretch to that love. That strangely passive knowing. That knowledge that God has of us that is a discovering of who we really are. That we really are God's beloved children, made for the purpose of sharing that love with others. And this being known by God is how we can know others. It's a lens through which we look to know others and not see others as the validators of who we are, for it's God's knowledge of us that validates us, but to see also those others as God's beloved. And may we, in seeing them that way, seeing them through the eyes of God, let them know that God knows them too and God loves them. Amen.